Well, you know, Putin putting a shawl over the president, President Xi's wife in China, you know, the Chinese wife of President Xi. I guess they're both Chinese. Estelle, I think her name is. Estelle Xi. Maybe a good move, but putting a shawl over Obama was going too far. Okay. So anyways, what do you know? Okay, but together.
Live from the Minetta Terrace in Madison, Wisconsin, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass. I'm Sarah Nix. Okay. In this hour of What Do You Know, it's the hilarious W. Kamal Bell, plus all the news that isn't and the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who feels like Kim Kardashian's spiritual advisor. It's Michael Feldman.
I don't know what to tell him. Oh, hi, Kim. All right. I got it. And then they, you know, can I just unwind this? Excuse me, just a second. I can't. I got a new headphone after all these years. It is like a vice grip.
Well,
to
see,
my
now
head.
You're now. Last week you were complaining the cord was too long, and Now look what happened. It's not
what?
Long enough.
I know. I said it's too long, so they bundled it up, but then it doesn't reach my head now. It's pulling my head into the microphone, and it affects my entire approach to radio. This is. I'm just got to unwind this. This shouldn't take too long here. They're really good headphones because I can actually hear my thoughts.
We'll cut this out of the tape.
Oh, yeah. If you've ever had a
I can hear my thoughts
tangled
from my cerebellum.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If that's where they're from. Okay. All right. Here we go. All right. So how are you? Pretty good then? Nice having here. We got turned cold, you know, that first cold snap. It's hard to adjust to, you know, even though it's happened every year of my life living here. It's like a shock. Cold weather. Who would have thought it would get cold? It was so nice for so long. And it takes me like 6 months to adjust to the change in weather. And by then it's June and it's okay. Okay, so Putin and the shawl, I think we were talking about. Okay, so that convoy of Russian tanks moving into Ukraine, they were carrying shawls for soldiers. Shoulders. That's Sister Susie. So... In other news, it isn't hard not to identify with that little comet lander, Philae, traveling 40 million miles. Get one shot at it and your harpoon doesn't fire. Probably psychological after being ejected by Rosetta. You hit the target and you bounce a mile up in the air and land in a crevice. It's a morality tale. Just enough energy for one last drill. Why explore space when it's the same as staying here? I don't get that. So that's very interesting. China has agreed to blow all their emissions into Russia as a retribution for Putin messing with President Xi's wife. Chinese emissions, you know, half hour later, you feel like emitting again. Yeah, I was just saying that. Plus, they're on the other side of the globe, so you know half their emissions are nocturnal. You won't even see him. He knew that was coming, obviously. The Republicans who don't believe the government has any right to curb emissions are seeing red. They told the president ceremonial duties only, and damn few of those. So he's been warned, and then he goes curbs emissions. Republican majority are feeling their oats. They will change the EPA to the ERA, Environmental Rejection Agency. Not only build the Keystone Sludge Pipeline, but let it empty into the Mississippi, greatly reducing transportation costs. We just float them down to the refineries. Obamacare will be amended to exclude all pre-existing, existing, and pretty likely to get conditions. So that should make it a lot better. In other news still, the Mormon church admits that it was originally called the Church of Latter-day Wives. They said that founder Joseph Smith had up to 40 monogamous wives. So the key word is that they were all monogamous. By now, of course, even the youngest would be 214. So I don't see the problem. In fairness, our own David, among my people, had a lot more than just Bathsheba. David like had a pyramid scheme of wives. Jeez. Just at the top. Because the Ten Commandments said don't covet neighbor's wives, it said nothing about collecting them. He would collect them. He was a collector. Well, there's a thin line between monotony and monogamy, I always say. So. I myself had two wives, but sequentially. So could have saved a lot of time, you know, having them at once. The first house in Hawaii has been incinerated by lava, and you know the guy forgot to pay the lava insurance. I bet he did. You got to check it. It's not covered by homeowners, so check your policy in case you have lava heading your way. It's taken this long for Kim Kardashian to get it all back in. Just about there now. That's why they oiled it. You know, it was really hard to get that back in. But, you know, Kim Kardashian's rear end sure puts things in perspective. Okay, maybe not for you, but... And now we know what happened to Chris Humphries. He's still in there. Oh, yeah. Kanye, you better watch your step. It's slippery out there. A lot like landing on a comet, as a matter of fact. Let's see. The other news besides Kim Kardashian, long-term marijuana use linked to abnormalities in the far-out region of the brain. Around the country, Ebola's better, but my Republican is inflamed. On the net neutrality front, Ted Cruz says, let them eat dial-up. Okay. The Russian ruble has plunged so far. Putin was actually hoping China's Madam Z would tip when he helped with the shawl. They need money there. That's what I'm saying. The post office, the snail mail was hacked. The post office, did you see that? By a stopper shopper denial of service attack. That's where the stopper shoppers don't stop. They just keep coming and can't get any other mail. Taking the dare, Taylor Swift is greasing up, so that's, stay tuned for that. That's interesting. Kardashian dare, that would be. Cake boss Bobby Velastro is arrested for driving while frosted. It says here, more Thanksgiving news, more turkeys are planning to travel this Thanksgiving. Those that aren't already frozen in their tracks. This year, of course, Republicans deported the president's turkey before he could pardon it. You know what I'm saying. Speaking of which, Arkansas Governor Mike Beebe pardons his son on a drug conviction, but he's still grounded, mister. And here in Wisconsin, with control of both houses, Governor Scott Walker decides to take the Capitol condo. Condo. They don't really need it for a legislature anyway. It's going to go condo is what I'm saying here. It'd be a tough one to heat, though, wouldn't it? That's all the news that is, and thank you so much. Or just so much.